Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast, where we provide you practical strategies and actionable tactics to improve how you lead at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer, an executive education adjunct professor, team development workshop facilitator, speaker, and leadership coach. Welcome to our episode on self-determination theory and its application to leadership. This is all about intrinsic motivation. Join us as we delve and explore in the transformative power of this theory, how it can help you build collective purpose and motivation for the long run with your team. Self-determination theory will give you an idea about autonomy, practical strategies for leveraging its principles, and how you can apply it as a leader. Let's embark on this insightful journey together. You're probably asking yourself, what is self-determination theory? Self-determination theory highlights the importance of intrinsic motivation through autonomy, a sense of competence, and driving a collective purpose with your team. These elements form the foundation for tapping into our innate desires to put the effort forward, our innate desires to feel fulfillment and accomplishment at work. Intrinsic motivation will keep your team members motivated for the long haul. It takes a little bit longer to build, but it will pay off. It's what keeps your team members coming back for more. Autonomy. Autonomy refers to the feeling that you have control and choice over your behavior. The opposite experience is feeling compelled or controlled by someone else or some other forces. When you have autonomy in the workplace, you feel like you have the ability to choose how you do your work. You feel you have some say over what it is you're doing. It's the idea that you're giving your team members a bit of space to have control, to where they can be creative. They can have their own sense of ownership and say in how work gets done. Competence is another element of self-determination theory. Competence refers to the experience of mastery and being effective in one's activities. Giving opportunities for team members to feel like they're challenged, they understand what it is they're doing and recognizing them for doing it well, giving them opportunity to display what they're good at on a team. This helps boost their competence. And the third element of self-determination theory is relatedness. This refers to a team member's feeling of belonging, feeling connected to the work that they do and the team that they work with. When you bring these three elements together, now you have an environment where intrinsic motivation begins to shine. People feel a sense of purpose. They feel a sense of ownership. They feel a sense of team identity and belonging to something bigger than themselves. Imagine a leader who fosters an environment where team members are motivated by their own sense of purpose, their own sense of competence, their own sense of belonging. They feel they belong to something bigger. The last team I led in the Army were a bunch of space dogs. I share that with you because that was our mascot. Every Army unit I've been a member of has a mascot. I've been a Renegade, I've been a member of the Red Ball Express, and I've been a Space Dog, amongst other units. What this gives you is this gives you a sense of being a member of a team, something you can rally behind. It may sound simple, it may sound easy, but I see this across corporations now. If you go to an Amazon fulfillment center, they've got a mascot. I had the opportunity to work with an excellent group of leaders from the Southwest region, and they had a mascot and a motto. Dallas-Fort Worth, we lead. You rally behind that. It builds a sense of relatedness. So my space crew, we were an Army Reserve unit in a active and Army Reserve component. We were the first space crew to get stood up, and we were the Space Dogs. Now, we had something to prove. We needed to prove that we could learn our mission set and operate and execute effectively and efficiently. I gave my team that purpose. We had a 10-member crew, technical experts, satellite communication operators, IT specialists, you name it. We had to come together, learn how to operate a set of equipment and how to operate under austere environment in wicked conditions. And we had to do it without having any predecessors before us. This was our purpose. We wanted to be the best. We wanted to prove that this concept, this construct could work. We worked hard. We trained hard. To build relatedness, we worked out together. We did physical training in the mornings together. We ate lunch together. We did optional outside of work activities. But I tell you what, the optional activities, everybody attended. We broke bread. We took time to know each other, to learn each other, to speak to each other, ins and outs. This sense of relatedness, this sense of belonging and inclusion is what made a big difference in how we performed, in how we showed up, and how we kept coming back through early mornings and late nights. I also gave my team the opportunity to showcase their skill sets. As a 10-person team, we did not have a lot of backup skills, and we had a lot of very specialized skills. And I was not a technically competent leader, nor was I expected to be. Some of my team members took up to 30 weeks to learn their craft in the schoolhouse, and then they had to apply it here in the real world. We gave opportunities for each of our team members, our junior members of our team, to step up. Once a week, they would share a little bit about their jobs, how they did it, what they learned, and what references they used so we could learn together. We also gave them time to build some of the processes and procedures that they would want to utilize when operating our equipment. This gave them a little sense of autonomy and control over how they could approach their work. I gave my expectations, I gave my intent, and then I got out of the way. I let that team operate as they saw fit, as long as they met the expectation. Building the space dogs and the space crew was one of the most rewarding experiences I had as a leader. My team sent me off when it was time for me to move on to something different with an autographed picture. I have that hanging up in my office today. That crew kept in contact. I still hear from two or three of them 10 years later. I'm telling you, when you pull together self-determination theory and you tap into the power of giving people more than themselves, of giving people autonomy, showcasing their skills, building in inclusion, that will keep them motivated beyond what you can do with extrinsic factors. Understanding self-determination theory allows you to set the conditions for your team members to thrive through a sense of ownership and passion. This leads to higher engagement and job satisfaction. Research has shown positive outcomes of self-determination theory. You get highly engaged teams. You get highly satisfied team members. You get people that want to support each other, that trust each other, and performance will skyrocket over the long run. Attrition rates go down when team members are more satisfied with the work that they're doing. Putting this theory into practice and applying the principles of self-determination theory can lead to more empowered, inspired, and high-performing teams. Let's dive into a few of the tactics that you can take to incorporate self-determination theory into your leadership practice. 1. Nurture intrinsic motivation. Encourage team members to pursue tasks, goals that align with their personal values and interests. Foster a sense of internal drive and fulfillment within your team. When you align the tasks with people's personal values and interests, the desire to perform increases. 2. Provide autonomy. Provide team members with the freedom to make decisions. Give them space to determine how some of their work can get done. Give them the freedom to approach tasks in their own unique way and watch their creativity improve outcomes. Fostering a sense of ownership and responsibility within your team will allow team members to increase their commitment and dedication to what's being done. 3, foster a sense of competence. Offer opportunities for skill development and skill growth. Allowing team members to enhance their capabilities, to enhance their knowledge, skills, and abilities, and feel confident in their roles. Send them to training. Send them to advanced training. Give them the expectation that what they learned needs to be shared with others and brought back to the team. This will show them that it's not only important for them to grow, but for them to help train, teach, and coach others. 4, share your intent and then move out of the way. Communicate goals and objectives clearly. Ensure your team members understand how their contributions align to the overall vision, and then give them the space that they need to execute how they see fit. Step back, check in, verify what's being done, but allow them the space to figure things out. And lastly, celebrate achievements and efforts. Acknowledge and celebrate both individual and team achievements. It's okay to celebrate individual accomplishments, individual milestones, but celebrate team accomplishments. That fosters that sense of the collective purpose, collaboration, cohesion. When you reward a team achievement, every person will start to step up and want to contribute to the team's success. Remember, with self-determination theory, you're not just leading, you're empowering your team. You're empowering your team to reach their fullest potential. By fostering intrinsic motivation, autonomy, competence, relatedness, you're building a foundation for resilience and high performance. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here at the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, save it, share it with your friends and fellow leaders across all of our social media platforms. We also want to hear from you. Provide a comment, give us a review, or send in topics of interest that you'd like to see covered in future episodes. If you're a business owner, team leader, or an employee who's interested in curated training solutions that can have a high impact on your team's performance and your team's work environment, I would love to personally work with you. Please reach out. You can find me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey, or email me at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.